We've got another big event coming up in December. On December 4th, on a Wednesday, it will be our White Elephant Christmas. Maybe that's the 3rd.
I think it's the 3rd.
December 3rd this year. Wednesday, December 3rd, it's White Elephant Christmas. That's where we mix and match all the show hosts and producers and ticker guys. And we create some sometimes really interesting combos and sometimes some pretty wheels-off combos. Well, this year, you, the P1, can vote on who you want to hear matched with each other. And you can do that at theticket.com. Well, that's created some division within the ranks because certain ticket staff members don't think that other ticket staff members should get certain shifts. And so a campaign has been launched by certain individuals.
Yes, I bought advertising time, and this is a spot that you heard starting yesterday.
Hi, P1s. This is George Dunham. You know, White Elephant Day is fast approaching, December 3rd, and you can vote on who you want in what shift at theticket.com. I encourage you not to vote for Gordon Keith to host from 10 to noon. He's doing it so he can be a blow-off 2 hours. He doesn't want to work. He's against America, and he's against your children. Vote Bob Sturm from 10 to noon. Or me, Giorgio, from 10 to noon. Not Gordon Keith. Thank you for your time.
The ticket.
And see, I don't care who works where, who works with who, but somehow, how long have we done White Elephant? 10, 12 years?
Yeah, maybe longer than that.
I swear 11 of those years he's done 10 to noon, and he does it so he can come in here, and he's been able to engineer it several years.
There's been no engineering.
And he does it so he can come in here and just take calls and do nothing and put his feet up.
That's ridiculous.
Did a great interview with Avery.
Shut up,
great
Fernando.
Interview
I don't
with
want
Avery
to hear
Johnson.
It. He did one interview with Avery Johnson.
Hosting a one-man show is a difficult job.
Questions that were engineered and written by Mike Fernandez.
Wrong. Ooh. Listen to the lies.
It's true. See,
you start campaigning and the lies start.
There he goes. That's what he does.
That's what I do. Yeah. What do you mean?
You
I
start making up stuff.
America.
This is what my opponent does.
That's what I do. Well, I hadn't intended to do this. But since I noticed that you bought time on our radio station, I had to buy time to keep you from besmirching me. That's why I also paid for a political ad. Hi, P1s. My name is Gordon Keith. You may remember me from my role as Gordon Keith on Sports Ticket, a local radio station specializing in broadcasting. You maybe even read my award-winning writing in the Dallas Morning News where I expose corruption at the highest levels of governments.
Never has.
Championing underdogs in the fight against Obama and his cronies. Or maybe you've seen my Emmy Award-winning television work that focuses on increasing children in leadership roles and talking to Zach Galifianakis.
TV show was canceled.
But there's some other things you should know about me. I'm a family man. I was born to both a mother and a father. My father was a preacher, preaching the gospel of a little-known guy called Jesus.
You never listened to those preachings.
That's the America I know. That's the America I love. But I have bad news for you, P1s. Our way of life is under attack from within. ISIS is here. There's a sinister presence roving our streets, undermining our way of life, and forcing our children to eat dirt. Red dirt. And that monster is known as George Dunham. George Dunham is a man who wants to deprive you of your constitutional right to be entertained from 10 to noon. For too long, the American people have been deprived of anything approaching compelling content from 10 to noon on the ticket. And George wants to keep it that way. Why? Because he's evil.
Evil?
This is a man who turned his back on his own family to descend into the world of beer and half-off well drinks in country bars.
That's right.
As a noted devil worshiper, Dunham has even tried to promote his liberal brand of devil worship to our children by releasing children's songs such as Devil in the Well and Hey Kids, Here's Devil Worship.
Not a song.
That's why we can't let George Dunham win. I feel called by my country to respect the will of the American people. For the past 11 years, P1s have voted me to host 10 to noon, and I've done it without complaint, and I will do it again. I'm a man of faith.
Ugh.
I have faith that we can win. I believe also that you should love your enemies. It's hard to love someone like George Dunham, but I truly hope he gets the help he so desperately needs. I don't want him unemployed on White Elephant Day. I want him to feel welcomed and part of a family. So I encourage you to vote for George Dunham. Tickers, 10 to 3. That way George can enjoy what the rest of us enjoy every day in this great land of freedom, a true American work ethic. Please support me in defeating Obama and Wendy Davis. Vote for me to entertain you 10 to noon on White Elephant Day, December 3rd. And vote for George Dunham, my non-friend, for tickets, tickers, 10 to 3. I thank you. And more importantly, the man from Galilee thanks you.
Jeez.
God bless you. And God bless these United States.
Right there. That'll make you vote against Gordo. I recorded mine.
Paid for by the Bible.
That 3-minute spot must have cost him a lot.
It cost him anything.
That cost me $1,200.
Doesn't cost him anything.
To bring a message of truth.
I had to pay for it. He had to pay nothing. I've already accepted it. You're going to do 10 to noon, and...
Well, not if you and Wendy Davis get your will.
You'll try to pass it off as entertainment.
It will be entertainment. The point is, it's the will of the American people. That's the thing you don't get, Giorgio.
Here's the thing.
This is a democratic process held at theticket.com, the only place where there's no rigged elections. And and theticket.com says that they want me 10 to noon, I'll do that. They want me in afternoons, I'll do that. Mornings, I'll do that. But I don't.
P1s, you will get nothing out of it.
You campaigned against me. I only campaigned for you.
Tickers from 10 to 3.
What's wrong with that? That is for you.
If you like it so much, why don't you do it?
If the P1s want me to do that,
He just wants to do tickers, P1s. That's what he really wants to do. Vote for that.
The will of the P1s, whatever you choose, P1s. I spent $1,200 to tell you that you have the constitutional right to get what you want and you deserve.
I would just like it noted that I am the one candidate staying above the fray, and whatever the P1s decide for me, whatever America decides for me, I'm fine with that.
You're just the cheap one who won't buy a schedule on the ticket.
That means I'm fiscally responsible, and America should like that.
He's turning that on us, too.
All right, it's 8.